Welcome back to the Monday Morning Mix on Radio Islam International. It is gone 9:29, mashallah. Early start to our basic fix segment today. We do have Mufti Zubair Bayat on the program. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana. And assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners on Radio Islam International.
Mashallah, ma, we gather from your voice, you're sounding fresh and energetic this morning, alhamdulillah.
You know, Mawlana, I don't want to say it, but generally, Monday morning, what they say is a blue Monday morning.
Today it seems colorful. Mashallah. Mudisab, we were discussing the wisdom behind sickness and also the virtues and also how a believer can distinguish between a punishment and a means of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was a discussion last week, Mudisab.
Yes, Mawlana. Yes, we did discuss a little bit about, you know, the wisdom of sickness, why people get sick, and what should be your outlook towards sickness, and one should not become despondent and regard it as a punishment or something. But how to make the distinction between the two, those are some of the things that we discussed last week. And inshallah, we will continue along the same spirit today also, talking about, you know, how sickness actually is a kafara. It's a means of forgiveness of one's sin. So one should never become despondent. When all the sins have been forgiven and the sickness is not gone, then at that time consider it to be a form of raising of our status in the hereafter. All of this will be converted into sawab and reward, and it will be given back to the believer on the day of judgment. When he will see all of this, he will say, Ya Allah, if I stayed sick the rest of my life or the whole of my life too, it would have been worth it, because of the rewards that they will see at that time. So right at this point in time, people may feel, oh, I'm suffering, I'm going through so much of difficulty. They might find it a bit difficult. But when they will see those rewards, they will forget all the difficulty and they will say, why wasn't I sick for all my life? So therefore, one should never become despondent and lose hope, but always be resign oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even through the pain and all. Inside of oneself, one must feel happy, one must feel calm, one must feel composed, one must feel contented, and one must resign to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, that this is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and accordingly, one must, you know, not go out of his or her mind and start doing the wrong things and complaining and lamenting, etc.
Mm. We mentioned last week also, Mufti Saab, that it's permissible and okay to say you are experiencing discomfort and you are going through this difficulty, but it shouldn't lead to excessive complaining and shouldn't raise a finger to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mufti Saab.
Yes, absolutely. The case of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explained. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's moaning and complaining and, you know, sighing with pain was explained. But of course, this was not, definitely not intended as any kind of complaint to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was to show one's meekness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also to seek dua. So, you know, to take the dua of the people so that people have the opportunity of making dua for a person. But if you act like there's nothing wrong, no, I'm okay, I'm right. Now, in the meantime, you're half dead with the sickness. So people say, oh, well, he's okay, what's the need to make dua for him? But if you say, you know, I'm not feeling well, I'm not feeling right, you know, please make dua for me, I need your duas. So people will feel sympathetic towards such a person. And then the du'as of the people will also help to take a person a very long way, inshallah.
Indeed. So what should a person do, Mufti Saab? You mentioned du'a and also keeping a positive outlook. Other than that, what can a person do, Mufti Saab?
Well, I think, you know, what very, very important is to keep, you know, remembering that this is a atonement. It's a compensation for our sins. It is a means of purification. It is a means of elevation. So these things, are, if they are kept in mind firmly, see what happens when we are weak. We become despondent very quickly.
Mm.
We lose hope very quickly. You know. So you've got to be reminded all the time, remind yourself, and others should also be reminding you, you know what, don't worry, it's just a purification, it's a cleansing. Because this is the dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, they recited for his sahabi who was sick when he went to visit him. And he said, لا بأس طهورٌ إن شاء الله. Don't worry, it is a purification, إن شاء الله. What a short, beautiful, comprehensive dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made. لا بأس. First thing he told him, don't worry. Don't stress like they say. Don't get, despondent. Don't lose hope. So the first thing was to give him a little bit of courage. And the second thing was, tahurun. Inshallah, it is a purification, inshallah. It's a cleansing. All the guna and sins have been washed away. It's an atonement. In fact, people who don't get sick must get worried. Because then how are their sins going to be forgiven? But those people who get sick now and again, it is a good sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is washing them clean, Allah ta'ala is purifying them, and in that manner, they will, inshallah, over a period of time, pass their life in this world, that all their sins will be forgiven before they leave this world, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So along the same line of how, this is a purification, some various statements of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam along that line, inshallah, we will try to shed light on that, as I mentioned, so that we keep this lesson always in heart and mind, that if we do fall ill, don't lose heart quickly, but keep focusing and thinking about the fact that this is a purification, and that will give you the courage to go through those difficulties, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mufti Sahib, is also the aspect of the wazifas, and also a lot of dua people make, and then, like you said, sometimes it does lead to the state of despondency. So what role does the wazifa and the a'mal play?
Yes, that has its place, definitely. One should... of course, the sickness makes you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else. And that way you engage in excessive dua, so that's also a blessing in disguise, that it made you come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the sickness, you became closer to Allah ta'ala. Before that, when you were well, you tend to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your good and happy moments, in your strong moments. You're focusing on yourself. But here now, you realize your weakness, your meekness, and you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you become close to Him through dua. And of course, there are many, many beneficial du'as and wazifas, etc., that could be recited for a person who is sick. And these have proven to be very beneficial. Inshallah, we will discuss more of those things as we go along, Maulana. But just for the benefit of the listeners, yesterday, alhamdulillah, we had a Hifz Khatab Jalsa here at Masjid al-Taqwa. Under Darul Ihsan's education department, we have a Hifz class running. And three Hifz students completed. So, alhamdulillah, we had our guest speaker, Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahab Dawud al-Khatum. And Maulana mentioned something which I would like to share with the listeners, because anybody could, inshallah, benefit from this. That there was a person in Bombay who had developed cancer, and this person had some kind of connection with one of the great elders and seniors of our time, Hazrat Shah Rahul Haq Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali of Hardoi. He was the Khalifa of Maulana Shabari Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Shah Rahul Haq Sahab. So they informed Hazrat. Hazrat advised them that, look, read Surah Al-Fatiha 7 times. At any given time, read 7 times and blow and make dam in the water and keep drinking that water. Insha'Allah, through the barakat of that, even cancer will get cured. And they started doing this. They practiced on this with absolute regularity. They held tight to it. And they had what is called aqidat. Aqidat means to have full trust and faith in one of the seniors. And they did as he advised, alhamdulillah, over a period of time, the cancer completely disappeared. So this is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam and the power of the Surah Al-Fatiha. So I thought I'll just share this incident as a kind of message of hope, inshallah, for those who are not well. But we will discuss more of this later, inshallah, Al-Aziz. Right now, I think what we would like to speak about is how sickness is a compensation for a person's sins, and how the sins are forgiven by virtue of the sickness. So we find that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that all these calamities and afflictions that befall a person, including the illness, it is such that when it befalls a person, whether it is in his self, his body, whether it is in his wealth, or whether it is in the children of the men and women of Iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes their sins to fall from them until their sins are completely forgiven and they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no sins whatsoever.
Allah.
Now look at this, subhanallah. One other narration, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whenever a Muslim experiences any hardship like sickness, Allah ta'ala wipes his sins away like how a tree sheds its leaves during autumn. Now, we know in autumn time, we are heading towards there as we're coming out of our summer monsoon. March, we are already in March, and April will be probably the beginning of autumn. And as we go into autumn, we see everything turns yellow. And finally, it becomes absolutely bare in winter, and there's no leaves left on the trees anymore. So like that, the sins of the believer get completely wiped out until he's completely stripped of all sins. Like how the tree is stripped of all its leaves, like that he will be stripped of all his sins and he will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
So we see again that these things should not make a person despondent, because all the time it's like a wind is blowing when the sickness is affecting you and the sins are falling one way in that wind. And until the wind blows and blows, until not one leaf is left, that is not one sin is left. Right. So that is as far as the aspect of the sins are concerned. But as I mentioned, it's not only just a compensation, but it's also an elevation. For some of Allah Ta'ala's special servants, Allah Ta'ala uses this as a means of elevating them to higher stages. And it is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that sometimes a very high rank has been decreed for a certain believer, that Allah Ta'ala wants to raise him to that level, but his deeds were too weak to make him reach there. So Allah Ta'ala will make him experience some hardship in this world, whether it is with regard to his body, or whether it is regard to his finance or his own his possessions, Or anything else, whether it's concerning his family, his children, etc. He's made to go through this, and Allah Ta'ala grants him the sabr to go through it, and Allah Ta'ala then elevates him to that position that was decreed for him in the hereafter. So subhanallah, what a great thing it is that Allah Ta'ala wants to raise your stages and raise your ranks. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you through these type of difficulties just to raise your rank.
Now, the question that comes to mind of this up is that the test or the severity of the test, could it indicate towards the severity of the sin also, perhaps maybe?
Yes, one can say so, Manana, that the more severe the sickness, it could be possibly because a person had indulged in that many sins, so he needs, you know. It's like, think of it like when you are washing a dirty cloth or a dirty garment, then depends on how dirty the garment was, that's how much of soap you have to put. So here also, if the more soap was required in the form of more, you know, vigorous tests and things, so Allah Ta'ala uses that amount of detergent to wash his servants clean. Those who have little sins, they get cleansed quickly. And those who had a lot of sins, it takes a little bit of extra time for their cleansing. But end of the day, it is a process of purification and cleansing of a believer. so that all what he missed out in terms of doing good deeds, all the sins that he indulged in, which he was not, the deeds that he was not supposed to do, he indulged in those deeds, all of that can be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we find that one I mentioned is that it's an elevation for a person.
Hmm.
Then also it is a means of enhancing the reward of a person. Like a person was short of certain reward and sawab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings these conditions upon him to increase his reward, so he will have more rewards in his book of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. And when a person, normally what happens is when you are young you are well, but as you become older, then the sicknesses start setting in, and as a result of which now you are not able to function like before. You don't have the stamina, the energy, the drive, the zeal to do things that you used to do before. Even your ibadat, you can't keep up the momentum of the past with so much of zikr and tilawat and du'as and nawafil and fasting and things that you used to do when you were young. Now you find it's difficult because sicknesses, etc. are there, you can hardly manage. So what happens is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives consolation to those servants of His that in their old age they cannot do what they were doing when they were young. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the malaika that, and this is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a pious person becomes sick and he cannot do his good deeds that he used to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the malaika who write his deeds that continue to write good deeds in the books of my servants for the actions that they used to perform when they were well,
Allah,
until either they get better or I call them back to me.
Subhanallah.
So subhanallah, the reward continue even if a person is not doing those deeds because he was in the habit of doing those good deeds.
That's the retirement package, Mufti Sahib.
Exactly that, Maulana, what we call pension.
Jee, subhanallah.
You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives pension to his believing servants. That don't worry if you can't manage to do what you were doing. Don't lose heart and don't lose hope. We find lots of times old people, they cry a lot and they're very, very despondent and sad. That, you know, I can't read anymore, I can't make zikr anymore, I can't read nafil namazes anymore, I can't keep rozas anymore like how I used to. Now I'm gone weak, I'm gone frail, I don't have the energy, I feel so bad. And they cry. So that is obviously the love they have for those amal salihah and those good deeds. But for them, there is this glad tiding that do not be despondent. If you cannot do the deeds now, don't worry. Allah Rabbul Izzat is giving you the reward for free from His side, and you are receiving the rewards without even doing the deeds because you are in the habit of doing those good deeds when you were well or when you were young.
Subhanallah.
So we see that there is no reason for a person to become, you know, down and disheartened and discouraged or, you know, despondent when sickness sets in. You should at all times feel content in yourself. You should feel a sense of happiness in yourself that never mind whatever the sickness is, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me so much in lieu of the sickness. When you keep that mindset, you will feel very strong internally and you will feel a good positive mindset, and that's also beneficial for a person spiritually as well as physically.
Mm.
Now we also see that, you know, sometimes it may not be a very big problem. Okay, sometimes it's a very, very big problem. Allah forbid a person got cancer or got heart trouble or got a stroke, etc. Those are very, very severe conditions. Those are very, very severe conditions.
Ya Allah. Mm.
Allah save us from these conditions that, you know, we don't have the ability to bear those conditions. But sometimes a person doesn't have that extent of problems, but he has light problems, maybe a little bit of a bruise, maybe you got a bit of fever one day and you're okay, maybe you got a headache, maybe you had a toothache, maybe you had a slip and you just fell, or some small thing happened to a person, and as a result of which you went through some difficulty, through hardship, you went through some small amount of pain, discomfort, etc. So you might feel that, oh well, this was this, there was nothing, so there was no benefit for me in this. But actually this is not true. The actual fact is, no matter what you go through, the rewards are written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For big or small, any type of calamity, you are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So we find that in one narration, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even went to explain that when a believer experiences anything, even fatigue, when you get tired, mana. And you know, if you read that fatigue in English, it's like fatigue. You know, like you are like so tired that you are actually like torn, like they say, you know. So you are tired, you are exhausted, you are fatigued, or you had some kind of sorrow, you had some kind of grief or worry, some kind of, you know, sadness overtook you. Or even to the extent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that a thorn pricked you. Now there's a thorn prick is a small little thing. You won't even remember that after 2 minutes. It's so small. But even for a little thing like that, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Allah Ta'ala causes the sins of a person to be wiped out for every little problem that he goes through in life.
Allah.
Look at how merciful Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is. Everybody goes through things like this in life, Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone. But for the Muslim, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is so great that for every little thing, small, small thing, I mean, who doesn't get tired? Most of us these days, we are most of the time tired.
And Mondays, gee.
True. More than every other day.
Gee.
Maybe that's why I get more sawab for my program. I was thinking of moving it one day now to Tuesday or some other day, but khair, that we can discuss off air, inshallah. So yes, like little things like that, you know, causes the sins to be forgiven. And this happens to us every day, we go through these things. So it's for a believer, there's no loss no matter what you go through. It's just that, just to go through that experience. And even if you did nothing or said nothing, but you just accepted it, oh well, this is from Allah Ta'ala's side. And for every little thing now, you're getting forgiven, and you're getting rewards. So this is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should never ever, you know, allow these things to put us down. We should not feel, as I mentioned, depressed and so on to the extent that now we lose hope. Yes, you might feel some sadness, but that sadness itself is a blessing. Because on that sadness, again, you're going to be rewarded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. So, every way we look at it, the rewards are so great. You know, we speak about little things. We speak about, say, I was saying earlier on about the thorn tricking a person. Or, for example, just a little thing like a headache. Right. Nowadays, most people, you know, they have some time or the other in their life, and some people have it almost every day. You have a headache, and sometimes, you know, the people around you become your headache. They give you, you know, they become your headache. They give, like one husband went to see the doctor. He used to get a lot of headaches. So he went to the doctor, he went to see the doctor, asked him, how's your headache? He said, no, my headache is gone on holiday, now I'm fine. He was referring to his, he thought the doctor was asking about his wife. So he said, my headache is gone on holiday. So nevertheless, that's just on a light-hearted note, Maulana. The thing is, like even things like headaches, which we can experience, some people experience it much more severe. Like you have migraines and so on, those are very severe. People become nauseous, they become almost like, you know, unable to even move. They need to be immediately put to bed, and the room must be darkened, and they need to be to take their medication, and they need to go and sleep for a few hours before they recover completely. Otherwise, the pain will linger for days on end, etc.
extreme.
Right, but things like a headache also, or sometimes it can be very light. You just take one or two Panado or whatever other sick medication there is, and alhamdulillah, in a few minutes you become better again. So a thing like headache, which sometimes is very light and it's hardly much, but even for a thing like that, we find Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has explained that there is reward for it. Right? So we find that sometimes Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be wearing a band around his Mubarak head. Right? And that was due to the extreme headaches that he used to get. And he would sometimes even deliver the khutbah with a bandage tied around his head. That was to relieve the throbbing of the headache that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was experiencing. So we see that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even mentioned to this extent that a person who does not experience any kind of headaches, etc., it is almost as if this is a sign of a person being from the people of hell. Because once a Bedouin came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, "Do you ever experience headache?" And he asked, "What is a headache?" And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that it has to do with the veins in the head of a person. When the veins throb in your head, that causes you to have a headache. So the Bedouin said, I never experienced anything like that. So when he went away, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you want to see a person from the people of Jahannam, then look at this man. Now this is because he does not suffer from any of these things. That's why I mentioned earlier on that if you don't go through any of these conditions and difficulties in the life of this world, then you should be worried. If everything is going well, as they say in colloquial style, hunky-dory, everything is going well, then you should actually be worried that, you know what, is this not a sign of a sign that some kind of big calamity is going to befall me in the hereafter? So these are the little things like, even a headache, a little thorn prick, a small amount of tiredness, worry, sorrows, little things like that, all of that becomes rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it becomes a means of forgiveness for a person's sins. And for those special servants, it becomes an elevation of their ranks in Jannah.
Subhanallah, what a insightful program, Mufti Saab, and I'm sure many people have taken a lot of good messages today, and inshallah you have lifted their moods and the morale for them, mashallah. Because every home has somebody that's sick there.
Ji, Maulana?
I said, alhamdulillah, today's program was very insightful, Mufti Saab.
Alhamdulillah.
And a lot of people, inshallah, will take home some good messages, because every home has somebody that's sick.
Absolutely, Maulana, no doubt. Every home and every family, somebody or the other is not well. So for those who are going through these difficulties, there are glad tidings for them. And those who are well, they will be more sympathetic to those who are not well, and they will, inshallah, serve them with more vigor and with more eagerness and with more kindness. And it will be rewards for them too, because those who look, when Allah has rewarded the sick, then those who look after the sick will also would be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mashallah.
So inshallah, the whole family can be earning rewards.
Inshallah.
Not neglect the sick people and say, oh, I got this burden on my head now, I must look after this person and so on. No, don't ever regard it as a burden. When we look after somebody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send someone to look after us when we are in need. And if we don't look after the people who we are required to look after, we neglect them, then Allah forbid, when we become ill, it may not be that we don't have anybody to look after us at that time.
Subhanallah. Today's segment, we call it Al-Ihsan, good news.
MashaAllah. That's your choice, Marana, MashaAllah. Allah must accept it, Marana.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khairan, Mufti Saab. We hope to speak to you next week, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.